Hi, my name is Beckett. I will be your tour guide for the next 5 days on a trip through the Underground Railroad. The total cost of food, hotels, and gas is about $656. The states we are going to visit are Mississippi, Tennessee, Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Ontario, Canada. The places we will be visiting are the Belmont Plantation, which is open from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., the Slave Haven Underground Railroad Museum, which is open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Levi and Catherine Coffin House, which is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Springfield Station, which is open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., the Milton House Museum, which is open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and the Thunder Bay Museum, which is open from 1 to 5 p.m. At the Belmont Plantation in Greenville, Mississippi, a U.S. governor named Alexander G. McNutt was the first white man to own the plantation. A guy named Samuel Worthington bought the Belmont Plantation in 1853. Samuel Worthington also owned three other plantations, the Red Leaf Plantation, the Mosswood Plantation, and the Wayside Plantation. As we move on, we come to a stop in Memphis, Tennessee. There is a place called the Slave Haven Underground Railroad Museum. This is a place where slaves used to hide during slavery. A guy from Germany fled to America and created the Slave Haven Museum. His name was Mr. Jacob Burkle. He was never found out by the police when he was hiding slaves. After we leave Tennessee, we come to a place in Fountain City, Indiana. This next stop is the Levi and Catherine Coffin House. The coffins helped over 2,000 slaves escape to Canada. We are now going to Springfield, Illinois. This stop we come to is called Springfield Station. The manager of Springfield Station was a former slave. He wanted to help end slavery because he thought it was wrong. He had started helping slaves after he was free. His name was Benjamin Henderson. Our last stop is in Milton, Wisconsin, at a place called the Milton House Museum. This historic site was built in 1838 by a guy named Joseph Goodrich. Our last stop is the Thunder Bay Museum, where you will learn all about the history of Thunder Bay. Directions from the Belmont Plantation to Canada. From the Belmont Plantation, get onto Highway 1. Turn onto Arcola Road. Continue onto US 61. Continue onto Highway 61. Follow onto SBB King Boulevard. Turn onto Chelsea Ave. Then turn on to North 2nd Street. Your destination is the Slave Haven Underground Railroad Museum. This is a 2-hour, 46-minute drive. From the Slave Haven Underground Railroad Museum, turn on to A.W. Willis Avenue. Then turn on to North Front Street. Turn on to I-40. Take exit 277 for I-55. You might want to stay at a hotel for a night just so you can rest. The next day, take exit 66A onto I-57. After a while, take exit 112 onto I-70. Take exit I-51 to get on US 27. Get onto Chester Boulevard. Continue until your destination, the Levi and Catherine Coffin House. This is a 7-hour, 40-minute drive. From the Levi and Catherine Coffin House, turn onto I-70. Take exit 83B onto I-65. Then take exit 119 onto 38th Street. Turn onto I-465. Take exit 16A through B for I-74. Take exit I-79. Take exit 179 for I-57. Take exit 235B for I-72. Continue on to E Clear Lake Avenue. Your destination is Springfield Station. This is a 4-hour, 13-minute drive. From Springfield Station, turn onto E. Washington Street. Then turn onto North Front Street. Turn onto E. Madison Street. Get onto Clear Lake Avenue. Take the exit for I-55. Continue onto Veterans PKWY. Turn onto I-55. Turn again onto I-39. Take exit 171 onto Wisconsin 26. Continue onto Milton Avenue. Get onto Wisconsin 59. Turn onto South Janesville Street. Your destination is the Milton House Museum. This is a 3-hour, 22-minute drive. From the Milton House Museum, turn onto E. Madison Avenue. Then turn on to North Clear Lake Avenue. At the roundabout, take the second exit onto East State Road 59. Turn on to I-90. Get on to I-94. Take exit 70 for US 53. Get on to US Highway 53. Continue on E 2nd Street. Get on to I-535. Take an exit onto I-35. Take exit I-259 onto Minnesota 61. Get onto Highway 61. Continue onto ON 61. Stay on Highway 61. Turn on to Arthur Street. Turn again onto May Street. Your destination is Thunder Bay, Ontario, Canada. This is an 8-hour, 48-minute drive. Your trip will last about 5 days. The trip would start at the Belmont Plantation in Greenville, Mississippi at 9 a.m. You should probably stay there for about 1.5 hours. At 10:30, you should start driving to the Slave Haven Underground Railroad Museum. You would arrive at 1:16 p.m. You should stay there for about 2.5 hours. At 3:46, you should drive to Pear Tree in Cape Girardeau West. You should drive You should arrive around 6:14 p.m. This is where you should stay for the night. And in the morning, we will start at 9 a.m. At 9 a.m., you will start your trip again. You should arrive at the Levi and Catherine Coffin House at 2:40 p.m. You should probably stay there for at least 3 hours. At 5:40 p.m., you should stay at the Seldom Seen Meadow Bed and Breakfast. The next day, you will start at 9 a.m. At 1:09 p.m., you should arrive at Springfield Station. Stay there for about 4 hours. You will stay the night at State House Inn, a Red Collection Hotel. At 9 a.m., you will start your trip once again. At 12:22 p.m., you should arrive at the Milton House Museum. Stay at the Milton House Museum for 3 hours. At 3:22 p.m., you should drive to Duluth, Minnesota. You should stay at the Pier B Resort. At 9 a.m., you should drive to Thunder Bay, Ontario, Canada, and should arrive there at 12:35 p.m. Gas costs about $4 per gallon. You should drive about 25 miles until you might want to fill up again. The whole gas cost is about $209. Hotels usually charge about $100 a night, which means that you should expect high prices at each hotel. The total cost of the 4 hotels you will be staying at is $347. The cost of food is fairly high, but not bad. The total cost of food is $100. That is the end of our tour. Hope you liked it. Bye.